It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So we are stuck with birthright citizenship, at least for a little while. What are we going to do about it? What can we do about it? You know, yesterday I went over the long and involved process it would take to put in a constitutional amendment. It seems a lot more advantageous to me that we could do something through the Congress that might be quicker and easier. And then if someone wants to challenge that, that would be a lot more specific to work its way through the Supreme Court. Aha! I have found just the thing that will also, if passed or at least introduced into Congress, would kind of put the Democrat Party into a bit of a trap. I'll get into it coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. We've got that to chat about. Why are the citizens of Yukon so damn mad at their mayor? And will being so damn mad at their mayor make him resign? I'll get into it and tell you all the details. How does the Supreme Court ruling on transgender athletics affect Oklahoma? Well, it does. And I will tell you how. Citizenship. You know, in some states, love is for sale. Las Vegas, Nevada. What about citizenship? Is it for sale? Unfortunately, it is. And I'll get into the details of how. Is Trump considering scrapping the talks and going to all-out war with Iran? Iran is once again acting like a bunch of Persian rug merchants. Oh, yeah, that, never mind. Or, wait a minute, we didn't agree to that. Yes, you did. Well, no, we didn't. No. And is Colorado the next state to go communist? Well, not so fast. And I'll explain why. Plus, we have read earlier today that the Ukrainians hit pretty deep in the heart of Russia. Get it? I'm making fun of the song. Deep in the heart of Texas. I'll tell you how the Ukrainians hit deep in the heart of Russia. Also coming up, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. L. Matthews at freedom969.com, my direct email address. You can also find me on Facebook and on X profiles. Parker writes, Lee, I love the show. If you really want to get the... Wait a minute. I already had that one. Let's see. Okay, well, we'll get to that in just a sec, coming up. I've still got some old stuff here I haven't thrown away. We've been having some technical problems. I think we finally cleared them up just yesterday. So things are going to be a lot smoother, hopefully, anyway, coming up on Freedom 96.9. Here we go. Rudy writes, Lee, the forced retirement of U.S. Army General Chris Donahue has generated nearly as much ink as President Harry Truman firing General Douglas MacArthur. And it definitely created more consternation on the left than President Jimmy Carter's booting of General John Singlaub or President George H.W. Bush's firing of General Frederick Werner. Unfortunately, everything isn't quite as it may seem. During the last hours of the evacuation of Afghanistan, according to the troops under his command and as documented by photographs and witness statements, Donahue ordered all of the passengers aboard the C-17 transport plane to disembark so he could load a souvenir plane war trophy, which was an inoperable Taliban-owned Toyota Hilux with a fully operational Russian Z-223 anti-aircraft autocannon mounted in the bed. Once the Hilux was loaded, passengers were allowed back on the plane, but, of course, there wasn't room for all of them. According to the troops on the scene, at least 50 people and perhaps as many as 100 people were left in Kabul to make room for the Hilux. When then Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen blocked Donahue's promotion to four-star rank in November of 2024, additional details emerged about the Afghanistan fiasco. In addition to the war trophy incident recounted above, Donahue blocked American passport holders from entering the evacuation area. Working dogs were left behind rather than evacuated. Donahue borrowed equipment that he used for the last man of Afghanistan photo from a soldier. Allegedly, the last man image took multiple takes to get it right. I hadn't read any of that, Rudy, but it sounds plausible. And maybe one of the reasons why the evacuation was so bungled. I still think the buck stops at the desk of Joe Biden, though, because he's the one that ordered it so quickly. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Thank you for hanging on. You are on the air. What is your name?
Hi, it's Ron in Newcastle.
Hello, Ron. Good to see you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you're talking about potentially Trump looking at, you know, let's just go ahead and declare war on these guys and get this stuff done. What is the actual bare bones requirement to get Congress to approve going to war? I know he has to present his case for going to war, but in order for them, I mean, is it a two-thirds vote? Is it a simple majority? What
it's a simple majority. It's a simple majority, but all he has to do is ask for the declaration. It really doesn't. Okay. He doesn't have to have a reason to ask for the declaration. Now, one would hope that he has a good reason to ask for the declaration, which would then give him the declaration he's asked for. Because no president has asked for a declaration of war and not gotten it, because they were able to say, okay, given that this happened and this happened and this happened, I therefore ask for a declaration of war from the Congress of the United States.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's bent over backwards mm-hmm. to try to negotiate a deal with these guys, and they just keep blowing it up.
Yeah.
And at some point, you just got to say, okay, we're done, and you can go back and you know, just do a few weeks thing. But if you do a complete declaration of war, that tells them that we mean business. It tells everybody else that we mean business, and we're not going to stop. Right now, Iran thinks that we're going to stop when the election's over, you know, when midterms are
in. Yeah. No, actually, I think they're waiting for him to finish office. I think they really are going to try to stall that long. They're going to try to stall that long. That's how patient they are.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think what it's going to take is a declaration of war so that, you know, he can go in, have the power he needs to get things done. And, you know, it's not like the military hasn't got a plan for what to do. You know, there's mm-hmm. a plan out there somewhere, you know, that says if we get word go, this is going to happen, you know, and it'll be over fairly quickly, I think.
Well, that's why I don't think a declaration will be necessary. I think he knows exactly. I think the military knows exactly the key targets they need to take out. I think one of the things that he's holding back on is, A, he doesn't want to kill any more people than he has to, innocent people, that is. B, he does not want to damage the country beyond repair, because he would like for it to be able to recover and become a productive member of the Middle East, just like Qatar, just like Saudi Arabia, just like Syria, and so on. A country that we can deal with. I think what he would like to do is completely take out the IRGC. I also believe that he would be willing to take out a couple of power plants, even though that would be hard on the people. And he's already taken out their ability to rebuild drones. He's taken out many of the launch facilities of the drones. They definitely can't launch any more missiles because ballistic missiles, because he's taken out all those launch sites. So I don't think he has to declare war. I think he could get done what he needs done in about a week. And they would be so miserable that they would have no choice but to capitulate. Now,
but they won't. They won't.
The IRGC won't. I think the people people of Iran will, but I also think he doesn't want to have to kill any more of the innocent people of Iran than he has to. Now, here's where this is the vibe I'm getting from the people of Iran. The vibe I'm getting from the people of Iran is do whatever you got to do because these people are making us so miserable and killing so much of us. It can't be any worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Jerry Plower talking about being up in the tree with a
wildcat. Yes.
Yeah. Just yes. Shoot up amongst us. One of us has got to
have some relief. Yes. Yes. I don't know many people that would remember that bit. That was a funny bit. Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you much, Ron, on Freedom 96.9. Jerry Clower, the Mississippi comedian, he would tell these long, involved stories, and it was about going on a coon hunt, and they heard this legendary coon that was big, and anyway, they decided that the best thing to do to kill the coon was to send one of their party up the tree to get him. And it turns out it wasn't a coon they were looking at. It was a wildcat. And the wildcat was clawing at whoever was up there. And he didn't have a gun with him because he couldn't climb the tree without a gun. And he said, shoot him. And they were like, we can't shoot him. We might hit you. And he said, well, then just shoot up here amongst us. One of us has got to have some relief. That was the punchline of the whole story. One of these stories that went on for minutes. And finally there. I don't even think it can be considered a joke. He would fill up whole albums of those kinds of stories. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. All right. So, it was called the Immigration Stabilization Act of 1993. And it was written by none other than the late Senator Harry Reid, Democrat, Nevada. He introduced the legislation in 1993 to clarify the scope of the 14th Amendment's citizenship clause and to end the practice of granting U.S. citizenship to children born in illegal immigrants or of illegal immigrants, specifically in a section called Basis of Citizenship Clarified. His bill explained that it was more than just the narrow focus of the citizenship clause. The bill was written to significantly reduce annual flows of legal immigration, increase penalties related to illegal immigration, prevent the admission of aliens likely to need welfare, crack down on asylum fraud, and to meet other goals as explained in a press release that was released with the bill itself. Reid's bill, the Immigration Stabilization Act of 1993, would overhaul the nation's immigration laws and call for a massive scale down of immigrants allowed into the country from approximately 800,000 to 300,000. The bill would also change asylum laws to prevent phony asylum seekers, and that's already been done. That's already been done with the Supreme Court decision of last week. Reid said the U.S. open door policy was being abused at the expense of honest working citizens. It doesn't sound like Harry Reid, does it? But, of course, this was the Harry Reid of 1993, before the left wing of the party started taking over the Democrat Party, and he had to kowtow to it. The Immigration Stabilization Act of 1993 failed. And it failed because it was never brought up for a vote. It was never brought up for a hearing. It was never brought up for editing or markups in the Senate Judiciary Committee. The bill, which was chaired by then Senator Joe Biden, died in committee due to the lack of broader political support. Democrats were heavily split on the issue at the time, with many prioritizing broader immigration reforms rather than restricting the 14th Amendment. So, will Republicans try to bring back up or something similar to stick in the face of Democrats as something their party once supported? Well, one Republican senator already is thinking about bringing that back up and rewriting it. And that would, hey, Democrats, back in 1993, you wanted this. You supported it. The problem is there not as many senators still in office on the Democrat side that were here in 1993 to support that program. And, of course, the new commies that are all being elected, they're not going to support it. Doesn't mean it's not worth a try. Doesn't mean it can't get done while there is still control over the House and some control over the Senate. 405-608-4377. What do you think of bringing back Harry Reid's immigration law of 1993, which basically would say you can't just come into the United States, give birth, and that person be a actual citizen? 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and Freedom 96.9 with The Drive. Big 4th of July celebration coming up this weekend, and you get the firecracker. That is, if you go to the Frontier Auto Group. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. I got an email yesterday from the guys over at Frontier Auto Group, and they said, hey, just for July 4th weekend and a couple of days after, General Motors has a special deal. 0% financing for 60 months. 60 months, that's 5 years? Yeah. And that's on Trax, Equinox, and Silverados. Those are the half-ton Silverados. And it is good until the 7th of July. So it's going on this weekend at Frontier Auto Group. Not just Chevrolet. They've got several other brands, too. But Chevrolet is what these deals are on because that's General Motors. And they're easy to find in El Reno off Auto Alley, just off Route 66. Call and ask more about this deal. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
The clock is ticking, and time is running out on Ford employee pricing for everyone. And Stevens Ford and Enid doesn't want you to miss out on the savings. But it all comes to an end at midnight on July the 6th. Just how good are the savings? Check these out. A brand new 2026 Ford Explorer, discounted $49.02. A new 26 F-150, discounted $44.92. A brand new 26 Ranger, discounted $2,061. These are just examples of the discounts. You'll find discounts like this on every Ford on our lot. If you're the least bit interested in a new Ford and you want a money-saving price, don't wait. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid. Not only will you get the lowest price, you'll also get financing so quick, you'll think it's automatic. But remember, employee pricing will end at midnight, July the 6th. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid today.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
I guess you have to accept it's the Supreme Court, so I'll accept. I think it's very bad for our nation. We're the only nation that does it. No other nation does that birthright citizenship. No, not even close. Some did it, they ended it. It's tremendously destructive.
And that's the president's reaction to when he heard the news about the birthright citizenship ruling handed down by the court, or their decision handed down by the Supreme Court yesterday. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, this is Brian in Mustang.
Hello, Brian. Good to hear from you, sir.
So I have a question about the whole birthright citizenship debate.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I'm understanding it right. The idea is that if a child is born on American soil, then they are born with constitutional rights, correct?
Yes.
And those constitutional rights take effect from the moment they're, you know, leave the womb and are born.
I would guess that. They didn't say specifically.
So they have birthright citizenships, assuming they survived the abortion.
Yes.
in our country. So if you're born with constitutional rights, there is a precedent here. There are many rights that we restrict until children become of age.
Yes.
You are not allowed, you're born with Second Amendment rights, which is one of these birthright rights that I'm assuming they're going to get when they're born with constitutional rights, but they cannot exercise that right until they are 18 years of age, right?
Correct.
And they're born with the right to vote when they're, I'm assuming, when they're born, that's one of the rights that they are given with the constitutional rights, but they are not allowed to exercise until they are 18 years of age. Am I correct in that?
You're correct about that. What you would not be correct about is, okay, if they are a citizen of the United States, do they then, if they are poor, can they apply for and receive SNAP benefits and other benefits? And the answer to that question is, yes, they can. Their parents can go in and apply for SNAP benefits and say, well, it's because he's a citizen and we're poor.
No, where I was going with it was that citizenship should be restricted until the child is old enough to make the same decisions that are implied that the child is smart enough to make by the time they are 18 years old to possess a gun or cast their vote. Then they should be eligible for citizenship.
I agree.
They are not making their own choices. Their parents are not allowed to give them a gun or cast their vote. Why should their parents be the ones allowed to handle their citizenship?
Right. But here's the other thing I think the Supreme Court is getting wrong. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof doesn't mean within the jurisdiction thereof. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof means your parents cannot be citizens of another country and come
right
to the United
States. If they are a subject of another sovereign entity or country, then that is their primary sovereign, which supersedes, you can't have dual citizenship. Because that's what we're implying here. They are not getting. That's another thing that bothers me about that.
Yes.
I'm glad you brought that up, because they're not just becoming American citizens, they're becoming dual citizens.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The president is making his first trip aboard a newly refurbished Boeing 747 serving as Air Force One, traveling to North Dakota for the opening of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. During the visit, Trump is expected to sign a reauthorization of the Great American Outdoors Act, continuing funding for repairs and improvements at national parks and public lands as part of America's 250th anniversary celebration. The Trump administration says Venezuela's interim government is fully cooperating with U.S. humanitarian humanitarian relief efforts following two powerful earthquakes that killed nearly 2,000 people. American rescue teams and military aircraft are helping deliver aid and search for survivors. The disaster comes months after the U.S. captured former leader Nicolas Maduro, a move that drew praise from supporters and criticism from some lawmakers over international law and presidential authority. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. Nothing tests a parent like watching their child suffer from an injury someone else caused. I've sat across from parents who felt guilty, overwhelmed, and completely lost, not knowing what to do next or whether they even had a right to pursue a claim on their child's behalf. Let me be clear, you do. When a child is injured due to someone else's negligence, Oklahoma law provides for important protections. And because children are still developing, injuries that seem minor can have long-term consequences that don't fully show up for years. Cases involving injured children require special care, careful documentation, and a long-term view. Court approval is often required to settle a minor's claim, which is another reason for having the right legal team. Your child deserves someone fighting for their future. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A citizens group is asking a federal court to stop construction on the East-West Connector Turnpike in central Oklahoma. Pike Off OTA claims environmental reviews were inadequate and argues the project could affect waterways and wildlife habitat. The group wants construction halted until additional environmental studies are completed. The lawsuit also named several federal agencies, and the case is now moving through the federal court system. Oklahomans are expected to spend more on air conditioning this summer, with a new report estimating cooling costs will rise about 11% compared to last year, the average expense is approaching $860. Organizations are helping families cope through fan donation programs. This year's Salvation Army campaign collected 260 box fans and nearly $4,500 in contributions. Officials say demand for assistance remains high during the period of extreme heat. Well, Oklahoma has selected seven items for the America 250 National Time Capsule, which will remain sealed until 2276. The collection includes an Oklahoma City Thunder championship pin, a Route 66 commemorative coin, and items recognizing Native American heritage and military service. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
I did not think that I was going to be married and happy, holding a job that is considered professional seemed out of sight for me.
How much has DRS impacted your life?
Oh my gosh, like very good.
DRS changed my life for the better by offering me counseling and guidance and to instill hope in me so that I could overcome my barriers.
See me.
Not my disability.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Why are citizens of Yukon so mad at their mayor? And will he resign as a result or be forced to? Lee Matthews with more on that as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening, transitioning to mainly clear skies and high humidity. The low will be 73. Tomorrow will be breezy with a mix of sun and clouds, reaching a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 74. On Friday, anticipate occasional breezes with more clouds than sunshine as the high reaches 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
And just to touch a little bit on the conversation I was having with Brian just a minute ago, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. His idea was, okay, we restrict a lot of the rights of the youth of our citizens to the point where they can't do certain things until they are a certain age. Can't drive till you're 16. Can't vote till you're 18. So therefore, you should not be able to decide whether or not you want to maintain your citizenship until you are of a certain age. And that's all a great idea. And that certainly can be put into a law that would be constitutional. But what was going on with the Supreme Court never got that deep. What we've got to remember is the Supreme Court was not asked to redefine the 14th Amendment. They weren't even asked to look at the 14th Amendment. They were asked if Trump, by executive order, can redefine what subject to the jurisdiction thereof means. And they basically said, no, he can't. Subject to the jurisdiction means if you're born here, you are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, here's what I think the Supreme Court's getting wrong. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof was a clause put into the 14th Amendment specifically by the writers of that amendment. And you go back and look at their notations, and they will tell you this. It was to give the freed slaves and their children citizenship. And it was to prevent people from coming in from other countries and trying to get citizenship for free. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof means you are not a citizen of another country. So in that context, a person cannot come into the United States and be a citizen of another country, have a baby, and that baby be an American citizen. That, too, would be very easy to define in some sort of law. And then if they wanted to challenge that and chase it all the way to the Supreme Court, they could. But the question would be different then. It wouldn't be, does an executive order redefine this? It would be, is this law constitutional? And the court would have to look at, what does subject to the jurisdiction thereof? Now, subject to the jurisdiction thereof does not mean within the jurisdiction thereof, nor does it mean subject to the laws of the jurisdiction. Yeah, if you are born here in the United States and your parents are from another country, you are within the jurisdiction of the United States and you are subject to the laws of the United States, but you're not subject to the jurisdiction because your parents are from another country. That is the part they're getting wrong. And I don't expect the Elena Kagans and the Sotomayors and the Ketanji Brown Jacksons to ever even go that deep into the Constitution, because when you look at some of the other rulings they've ruled, they can't even tell the difference between a man and a woman. They're the ones saying, oh, we need to let trans men play on women's sports, otherwise it's not fair to the trans men. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So what needs to be done about the birthright citizenship? I think an old law that Harry Reid was trying to get passed back in 1993 needs to be pulled out of the drawer, pulled out of the vault, rewritten a little bit, retweaked, because we've had some Supreme Court decisions that have negated some of the clauses in that law, making them not necessary. And run that through and make sure that we let the Democrats know, hey, by the way, this was supported by many Democrats back in 1993. Won't matter to the Alessandra Ocasio-Cortez's of the world because they weren't even born in 1990. Well, I don't know, maybe they were. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. That's the number to call in and join in the conversation. Shame on you. Yukon residents packed the city hall demanding that Mayor Brian Pillmore resign over the controversial $1 billion data center project that they say their concerns were ignored about. Emotions ran high inside of Yukon City Hall as dozens of residents packed the council chambers, many demanding the mayor step down over the city's controversial data center project. Yukon Mayor Brian Pillmore faced several calls to resign from residents after the controversial data center project angered many Yukon residents. The project has divided Yukon for many months. The city has already approved an agreement to sell city-owned land to BLE Land Holdings, the land developer behind the proposed $1 billion data center campus. Outside council chambers, residents continue to collect signatures to recall Pillmore. Organizers said they have already surpassed the number of signatures they believe are required to plan to submit a petition this week. Inside, many of those same residents took the podium saying they believe the city leaders have ignored their concerns about the project and called for the mayor to step down. The council did not vote on the proposed data center. Recall organization said they expect to still submit their petition before Thursday's filing deadline, today's filing deadline. So, or is that next Thursday? I don't know. It doesn't say. Doesn't matter. But yet, I would be mad if I found out all of this was going on behind the scene. Now, here's why it was going on behind the scene. It was going on behind the scenes because BLE Land Holdings wanted it to, and they made the mayor sign a non-disclosure agreement. Well, if I were the mayor, I would not have signed that. I would have said, no, this needs to, the people need to know about this. I am not going to do this. I'm not going to push this forward without the people knowing what's going on. When you are, you owe it to those people. Big, small, black, white, large landowners or small landowners, it doesn't matter. The people need to know about it. And these big development companies have figured out how to work around that. They come to town. They dazzle one or two of the mayor, usually, the city manager, usually, and maybe a couple of the council members, and they make them all sign non-disclosure agreements. Hey, we don't want our competitors knowing that we're, and so we're going to make you sign this non-disclosure agreement, which would make it, by the way, it would null and void any future deal if you disclose anything about this. And then that pressures them into not, and if I were these people, if I were a member of the council, if I were a city manager, I would refuse to sign it. The people need to know about it. Now, are there wildly irrational fears about data centers? Yes, they are. And do you know why there are wildly irrational fears about data centers? Because there is propaganda coming from China to make everybody scared of it. Why is there propaganda coming from China? Because China doesn't want the United States to surpass them when it comes to artificial intelligence. We know that from this case. U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton of the Southern District of New York had opened a grand jury investigation into the finances behind a man named John Singham, who is a billionaire, a Marxist, and actually lives in China because he's got a lot of Chinese contracts. He wants to be an oligarch. He was a former Treasury official, now serving as the head of research at the Bitcoin Policy Institute, released a report on Monday that examined John Singham's network role in organizing opposition to artificial intelligence, infrastructure, and data center development. Researchers concluded that about $23.6 billion in proposed artificial intelligence and data center investment had been delayed, scaled back, or blocked in campaigns where the Party for Socialism and Liberation served as the critical mobilizer efforts in the delay, scale back, or blocking of the proposal. According to the report, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, which has emerged in the past decade as a key political activist and an arm of John Singham's network, has developed a nationwide organization operation that has participated in 21 campaigns across 14 states to oppose AI infrastructure projects. According to that report, those campaigns resulted in 10 local data center moratorium, 1 permanent data center ban, and 4 rejected or withdrawn projects. The authors note that the key figure likely understates the total impact because several additional campaigns involved projects whose investment values were never publicly disclosed. Why? Because the developer doesn't want them to be disclosed. Bitcoin Policy Institute released a map of protests against data centers by activists from Party for Socialism and Liberation, a part of the network funded by American Marxist tycoon Neville Roy John Singham. The report argues that while many residents have legitimate concerns over water use, electrical demand, and land use, activists linked to the Singham network have built a sophisticated nationwide operation that amplifies those concerns through coordinated organization, demonstration, and political pressure. I've got a list of the states in which this operation is being done. Oklahoma is not one of them. However, much of what they're doing is on social media, and that's where a lot of people are getting their information on this. So it's organized, it's well-financed, and it is coming from the Chinese. Again, we need to be concerned about the effects of artificial intelligence, not hysterical. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you are on the air. What is your name?
Hey. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I was listening to you. They switched me over to the radio.
Okay, so your name would be...
I'm Dusty from OKC.
Okay, Dusty from OKC. Now we're getting somewhere. Go ahead.
Are you there?
I'm here. Go ahead. Turn your radio down and talk to me on the phone.
I did it. You weren't there.
Okay.
But either way. Okay. So how many data centers does China have right now?
Oh, I don't know. But they're working on them, and they don't want us to pass them up when it comes to artificial intelligence.
Okay. Well, I do know.
Oh, okay.
Well, per the Google machine.
Mm-hmm.
They currently have 450, roughly, data centers.
Okay.
America has over 5,200.
Ah.
So, do I believe that there is Chinese influence coming in? Yeah, for sure. There always will be, and there always has been. But the amount of data centers that we are building versus trying to compete with China... You know, I mean, we've got 10 times the amount that they do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we have several more companies that are competing for, like, okay, it's not just Google, it's Yahoo, it's Amazon. It's all of the Apple. They all want these data centers because they're all. Pursuing Verizon's another one. They're all pursuing with great vigor, the expansion of artificial intelligence.
Correct. Mm-hmm. They are. Now, the thing that makes me have pause on all these data centers is, what are we building them for? The writing's on the wall. It seems like it's going to be used for digital ID and central bank digital currencies.
Well, it may be, but I mean, right now that doesn't really matter because every time you pick up your phone and do something with it, you're being tracked. The difference being that data can't be used in a court of law against you without a subpoena. So, I mean, I don't, that genie's out of the bottle. I don't think it's going back in.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. But once they implement central-based digital currencies, if you say something bad about the government online, they can restrict your movement, which also ties into the fact that they're trying to get these kill switches installed in cars.
Well, they can.
I don't know.
First of all, Trump put the kibosh on that. We need to do something to make that permanent. Trump has also instituted many policies when it comes to what they can do with the data and what they can't do with the data. And it's even to the point where it's getting harder for police to subpoena the data for cell phone data when you don't realize you're being tracked. So I'm not worried about the data centers and the growth of artificial intelligence increasing the nanny state or increasing surveillance. It's already there. They just can't use it. And if we aren't on this train somewhat, we're going to be under it. And when I say this train, I mean the figurative artificial intelligence train. And in order to be on the artificial intelligence train, we need data centers.
Sure, but we also need clean water.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
It doesn't seem like that's being discussed enough.
Well,
it seems like they're trying to secretly put these data centers in with making our public officials sign NDAs and everything else. It seems like they're trying to rush them in.
They are.
And secretly.
They are.
Rush them in and secretly.
They are. And I disagree with that.
I don't know why any American would agree with that. And because of the way and the style that they're doing it, that should make everybody think that these are for nefarious purposes.
Well, it already does.
And that's my opinion.
Yeah, it already does, I think, period, full stop. And Dusty, thanks a lot for the call. It already does. I still believe that full disclosure needs to be the policy. And I also believe that full disclosure from the developers of the data centers needs to be the policy. Okay, you say you're going to recycle your own water. How are you going to do that? You say you're going to not affect our power grid. How are you going to do that? You say that the noise generated from the supplemental power you're going to need is not going to be disturbing. How are you going to do that? Because the wind turbines make noise that is disturbing, and they generate light that is disturbing to the people who are nearby, because we did not have any moratoriums on how they were going to deal with that. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And the municipalities are salivating over the tax base. Here's the other thing. If you're going to build a big data center out in the middle of the country and you want to get the right amount of tax dollars, you're either going to have to incorporate that piece of land into the city that you're talking about so you can better control it and tax it. And you're probably going to have to change the taxability status from rural to whatever, urban, semi-urban, or whatever the classification is. So that will raise tax values, property tax values, in and around that data center. 405-608-4377. I agree. That all needs to be looked at. At the same time, I don't know that it needs to be the immediate air brakes on data centers and artificial intelligence. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Not every day that your country turns 250 years old, so that's quite a milestone. I bet you're about to hit a milestone, too. If you were born in 1961, you definitely are. And the milestone is you're eligible for Medicare. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. And I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of texts. If you're confused, don't be. Let me make your life easy. Help me help you. All you got to do is call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. They'll talk to you in person, immediately get to know what your needs are, and get to work on getting a plan together that works especially for you. And you don't miss a beat in the meantime. So call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Again, that team is 405-848-5790. 5790. Pat yourself on the back for having been born in 1961 and call the well-preserved advisory group.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
The clock is ticking, and time is running out on Ford employee pricing for everyone. And Stevens Ford and Enid doesn't want you to miss out on the savings. But it all comes to an end at midnight on July the 6th. Just how good are the savings? Check these out. A brand new 2026 Ford Explorer, discounted $49.02. A new 26 F-150, discounted $44.92. A brand new 26 Ranger, discounted $2,061. These are just examples of the discounts. You'll find discounts like this on every Ford on our lot. If you're the least bit interested in a new Ford and you want a money-saving price, don't wait. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid. Not only will you get the lowest price, you'll also get financing so quick, you'll think it's automatic. But remember, employee pricing will end at midnight, July the 6th. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid today.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failer.
They were powered by people who were the complete opposite of me, meaning people who didn't want to do the work. Socialism is a fancy word for losers. That's what socialism appeals to. It's the people who made all the wrong decisions in life that have decided they're entitled to successful people's stuff because they sucked. You know, whenever somebody says, oh, capitalism's not fair, capitalism is fair as fair can be.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
See, I can step tomorrow onto the deck of a 747. It does not mean that I am the pilot of that plane and I'm qualified to fly it. Just physically being on U.S. soil does not make you a citizen or qualified to carry on or capable of executing the inheritance of this country.
And that is very sound reasoning from Stephen Miller, who is one of the chiefs of staff of the Trump administration on Freedom 96.9. And he said it very well, by the way, very eloquent on that. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. What do you think about birthright citizenship and what can be done about it? We've gone over a couple of ideas. Citizens of Yukon are mad at their mayor. They think he's withholding information from them when it comes to data centers. What do you think? We also now know that an American entrepreneur and billionaire Marxist who now lives in China is behind a lot of the negative propaganda against data centers, although not specifically in Oklahoma. A lot of the propaganda he is spreading across the country is being used in Oklahoma. And Don writes, Lee, legitimately postmarked ballots arriving after voting day is not really a problem because snail mail can take several days. Thousands of ballots arriving late would be very suspect. Additionally, ballot verification must be strictly enforced. And Don, I agree, but the Save America Act needs to be passed. And the reason it needs to be passed is so that, okay, these states that still allow mail-in voting can still have their mail-in voting. They just can't use it for federal elections, because federal elections would then say, you got to vote, it's got to be in by election day. There you go. 405-608-4377. We'll talk more about that, by the way. More problems for the Southern Poverty Law Center, as if they needed that. How does the Supreme Court ruling on transgender athletes affect Oklahoma? It does directly and has since 2023. It just underlines the new law and makes it constitutional. All coming up.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Several new Oklahoma education laws took effect today. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Republicans say they will start work on a constitutional amendment to redefine the 14th Amendment. U.S. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa.
For too long, birthright citizenship has really been exploited and really been used to incentivize illegal immigration in this country. And I do agree that a constitutional amendment is probably the only way to overturn it.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected President Trump's executive order to deny automatic U.S. citizenship to babies born on American soil if their parents are in the country illegally or on a temporary visa. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says they'll start working on a constitutional amendment. Washington State is making history today, becoming the first in the nation to roll out a public long-term care insurance program.
Washington State is leading the way, launching the first statewide effort to help workers plan for one of life's most expensive and unpredictable needs, long-term care. Medicare typically doesn't cover long-term care, and many families just can't afford it. Workers in Washington have been paying into the system since 2023 through a payroll deduction, roughly $24 a month for the average worker. Now those who qualify can access benefits of up to $36,500. Officials say the goal is to help people stay in their homes longer and avoid costly nursing facilities. I'm Monica Nelson.
InfoWars is returning Thursday, but without Alex Jones.
The conspiracy show host was sued in 2018 after claiming the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax. He was ordered to pay over $1 billion. Jones went bankrupt and his popular show was sold at auction to the satirical newspaper The Onion, famous for its funny headlines. InfoWars was taken off the air earlier this year, but will start live streaming again this Thursday with comedian Tim Heidecker doing his gravelly-voiced impression of Alex Jones. The satirical InfoWars can now be seen on The Onion's website and social media channels. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
President Trump is in the
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Several new Oklahoma education laws take effect today, with schools being required to adopt a bell-to-bell cell phone ban, as well as elementary students being required to receive at least 40 minutes of recess each day. Teachers are also set to receive a $2,000 pay raise. New rules for colleges require grades to be based only on academic performance. Supporters say these changes are intended to improve learning and support educators across the state. Volunteers are being asked to help clean up Oklahoma river parks following the 4th of July celebrations. The city's Waterway Clean Sweep program will host cleanup efforts July 5th at Wheeler Park and Wiley Post Park. Organizers say holiday events often leave behind large amounts of litter. Volunteers will receive supplies and safety instructions, and registration is available through the city now. Firefighters in Moore rescued several kittens from a storm drain Sunday night. Crews from Station 1 were able to safely remove the animals and shared photos of the rescue on their social media pages. Officials say the kittens were unharmed and are now doing well, receiving proper care. The department called it another example of serving both people and pets across the community. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
How does the Supreme Court ruling on transgender athletes affect Oklahoma? I will tell you as the drive continues in 30 seconds. It's Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening, transitioning to mainly clear skies and high humidity. The low will be 73. Tomorrow will be breezy with a mix of sun and clouds, reaching a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 74. On Friday, anticipate occasional breezes with more clouds than sunshine as the high reaches 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Liberty Fest Parade, hosted by Freedom 96.9. And the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. From 1776 to Route 66, the freedom of America rolls on. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Eric writes, Lee, if you believe a child born to a foreign mother flying over U.S. airspace is an automatic American, then you do not believe in citizenship. If your rule of constitutional interpretation leads you to conclude your nation must destroy itself, then your rule of constitutional interpretation is wrong. Eric, you're absolutely right. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. What do you think of birthright citizenship? We started the conversation yesterday. Today, I started talking about solutions. Yes, Congress can come up with laws that will further define what is meant by subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Or they could just come up with a simple law. You must be... you cannot be born by parents who are illegals or are here on a tourist visa and be a citizen of the United States. They could make it that simple. They could make it an immigration law. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. L. Matthews at freedom969.com to join in the conversation. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Platinum Black.
Hey, Platinum Black. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, on this birthright citizenship, I heard something very interesting the other day that had to do with Guam mm-hmm. and the Chinese,
mm-hmm.
Where they would fly in and they even have, supposedly hadn't did the research, so y'all have to fact check me on this. Chinese fly into Guam, they have a child, they even have, like, tour packages if you're pregnant
uh-huh.
and expecting. You fly over, okay, and so when the child is born, they're on U.S. territory. So they get issued, I guess, a U.S. citizenship.
A birth certificate,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the Supreme Court and those that are read the law, I think they don't take in consideration that we're talking national security in some of these issues. And I think that needs to be brought to the forefront.
Because a lot of these Chinese are high-ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party. Or high-ranking members of the Chinese military, because they're the ones who can afford to fly their spouses over to Guam to get to have their babies and wait a few days and however long you got to wait before you can fly a baby and then fly back to China. And then that baby would have dual citizenship with China and the United States. And then they would be educated into Chinese Marxism. They would be brought up with Chinese communist ideas, but when they were 18, they would be eligible to fly over to the United States and vote.
Yeah, and join the legislative body.
Yes.
See, I can step tomorrow onto the deck of a 747.
Sorry, that was a mistake.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, if we look at also, I think you and I talked a long time ago about, you know, when the U.S. citizen is supposed to have dual citizenship with Israel. Mm-hmm. And Israel said, no, we're not going to do that for the U.S., but we're going to take dual citizenship on your side, and we're in all your legislative bodies and making decisions and, you know, driving the direction in which we agree with Israel on some of the economic and war strategic planning. So, again, this citizenship stuff is a very national security related issue.
Yes, it is.
And I think it needs to be looked at a little bit more.
Well, I think that from an immigration standpoint, it would be very easy to shut down what they're calling the necroterrorism. Necrotourism, and that is the industry where people are coming over on a tourist visa and having their babies and then leaving. We can shut that down pretty easily.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got advances with AI and so forth now, mm-hmm. and I think an audit needs to be done on all those that have came before, because if we can deport the Haitians at a record level and suspend the temporary citizenship for them, yeah. then we need to look at some other thing, because Haitians are not the priority.
No, I understand. And that's the other thing. This particular interpretation of the 14th Amendment says that those Haitians, if under the temporary protective status they had received, had children, well, then those children are citizens, and now the Haitians can go back and say, well, you can't deport me. My child is a citizen of the United States, and you'll be breaking up the family.
Yeah, due to the chain, whatever it
yeah,
is.
The anchor yeah. baby, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's all I had for right now, Lee, but I think it's a discussion that needs to be had. We need to put some artificial intelligence research and audit behind it and come up with something solid.
Thank you, Platinum Black, on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. To join in the conversation, got a runoff election coming up, and one of those runoffs is going to be for insurance commissioner. And one of the criteria I want in an insurance commissioner is that insurance commissioner should want to have a say in rates and whether or not an insurance company can raise its rates or not or lower its coverage, because both have been happening. And it doesn't matter what your insurance company has been doing lately. Both have been happening in Oklahoma. And that's where McRoof comes in, McRoof.us. I'm Lee Matthews. Instead of just talking about building back better, McRoof has been doing it for years. They've been going in. If there's a hailstorm or wind damage to your home, they've been looking at the roof, and then they'll see, okay, there's some code upgrades we need to put in there, and there are so many better materials that we can put on that roof that can better sustain another hailstorm or another windstorm, and then your insurance company will like that plan, and they will pay the claim instead of hemming and hawing like they have been, to the point where the state's suing some of those insurance companies. Here's their number, 405-8763-McRoof.us, powered by Roofing RX, saving lives, protecting property, and saving Oklahoma roofs one at a time. Saving Oklahoma roofs? Well, I got protecting property and fortifying Oklahoma roofs one roof at a time. How about that?
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door.
and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 75. Hot and windy tomorrow, high 93. Low tomorrow night, 74. Into Friday, hot and windy with a high of 94. Outlook for the 4th of July, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high of 96. Great day for a parade, and I will be at the Liberty Fest 2026 parade in Edmond, emceeing that parade. Love to have you come along. Stop by the main booth, and we'll get a selfie. 92 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Talking about birthright citizenship, what should be done about it? I think there should be some law that Congress comes up with, whether it's an immigration law or whatever, that just flat out says you have to be, you cannot be born of an illegal immigrant or a tourist. You have to be born by somebody who is actually residing in the United States with a permanent resident as a citizen of the United States before you can be a citizen of the United States. But your thoughts, 405-608-4377. Citizens of UConn mad at their mayor. They say the mayor and other members of the city council have been hiding information about data centers from them. And I'd be mad, too. What do you think? On Freedom 96.9. A little later on, how the Supreme Court ruling on transgender athletes affects Oklahoma, because it does. You are on the air with Lee Matthews. Hi, what's your name?
John from Oklahoma City.
Hello, John, sir.
Okay, sirs. I don't know about all that sir stuff. Man, okay, but I am a child of an immigrant. My mom, my grandparent, my grandpa, grandma, aunts and uncles, they all came from Nova Scotia, from Halifax, mm-hmm. all the way down Route 66 to California.
Mm-hmm.
Lived and worked in California. And I don't know, my mom always had a green card.
Yeah.
She still has a green card. She lives up in the, now she lives next to the Canadian border in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what, can I be deported?
No.
How does that work? I'm the child.
Because you were subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
I am?
Yeah. You were born of parents who were residing in the United States.
Yes. My father.
Legally pursuing citizenship, even though they didn't. They didn't finish it, but they were legally pursuing it. So you are subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
My father was, he was in Vietnam. He was a third generation from Norway. I'm half Norwegian and then half Canadian.
Yeah, but he was a citizen if he served in the military, right?
Yes, yes. He was a citizen.
Okay, then you were covered. You were covered.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering. Kind of a crazy thing.
No. There was a girl I went to high school with, and her father was in the oil industry. And she was from either Ottawa or Alberta. I don't remember Canada. And, there would always be these questions of citizenship, and she'd say, no, I'm not a citizen, but I have a green card. Meaning I have the legal right to be here in the United States and maintain a dual, my citizenship with Canada. But, exactly.
Apparently my mom has dual citizenship. Maybe she can still go back.
Uh-huh.
But she don't like the medical system.
Really? You mean she doesn't like waiting 6 to 8 years for an MRI? You mean she doesn't like having to wait 10 or 12 years for a cancer diagnosis?
She's had both of her knees replaced. She's had heart surgery here. Mm-hmm. She didn't go back to Canada for that. She stayed here. She's not
That's
rich.
That's weird.
She always worked, and she always paid her Social Security, and she filed her taxes, mm-hmm. and she's retired now, and she's done very well for herself. And she got it all done here, you know, without, but you know, busting the bank or, I mean, the United States took care of her.
Yeah.
You know, she took care of other people. My family, like my grandmother, they all loved God. Well, okay, here's something about my family. They go all the way back. My mom did the deal. I had the papers all the way back to the 1600s. We're part of the original.
What was what is her maiden name?
Wheeler.
Wheeler. Okay.
My grandmother was born on Prince Edward Island, but one of my great grandmother was a ship's captain in the King's Royal Navy.
I was going to say, so you all were descended from the English, not the French.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And see, I knew a lot. I know a lot of French descendants from Halifax. That were the Acadies that immigrated to Louisiana.
Well, my grandmother was born on Prince Edward Island.
Okay.
And that's really like, kind of like, they were, but they immigrated north,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they were part of the original Mayflower bunch, according to mitochondrial DNA or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, the family goes all the way back to like the 1600s.
Well, I would first of all, from what I understand of Prince Edward Island, it is a very beautiful, beautiful place to be, and I'd love to go there and visit.
Everybody's been there except for me.
And usually around the time we are celebrating New Year's, the lovely wife and I celebrate with Prince Edward Island because it's usually about 8 o'clock our time.
Wow.
Or maybe 9 o'clock our time, and then we go to bed, so we don't have to stay up till midnight.
Shout out to your lovely wife for taking care of people. She works in a medical.
She's been a nurse now for 36 years. Yeah, well, she started out in cardiac critical care, and then she went to pulmonology. So she's done heart and lungs most of her career.
I'm a heart patient mm-hmm. and a lung patient. That's what's keeping me alive.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, God bless you guys. I sure love your show, man. You guys, you know, I just think the firearms for everyone. I don't know, man. I'm just not in with all the way down with that. But, I appreciate when people are wearing firearms.
Yeah.
I feel safe. I feel safe when you don't see them. That's when I get scared, you know. But anyway.
And whenever I see a guy with a knife on his, you know, a pocket, you know, it doesn't have to be a big one. It can be, you know, a small 3-inch blade, but it's clipped to the inside of his pocket. That tells me that that's a guy who knows how to take care of himself. I don't mean for self-defense. I mean, you know, you always need a knife to cut something.
MacGyver style.
Yeah, exactly. John in Oklahoma City, thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9-405-608-4377. Uh-oh, more problems with the Southern Poverty Law Center? Imagine that on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. My good friends over at Frontier Auto Group are celebrating the 4th of July with one of America's most beloved and oldest automobiles, Chevrolet. Frontier Chevrolet is offering 0% financing for 60 months. And that is until the 7th of July. So big 4th of July weekend. Here's one hell of a way to celebrate with 0%. And that's for 60 months on Trax, Equinox, and Silverados. Those are the half tons. Ask more about it by calling Frontier Auto Group at 405-262-3355. 405-262-3355. Just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are. The 4th of July is traditionally a good weekend to go shopping for a new vehicle. And now you can do it and get even more savings. 0% for 60 months on Trax and Equinox and Silverados at Frontier Auto Group, Frontier Chevrolet, off El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66, 405-262-3355, Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom Seeds to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
We live in a society where everyone's like, look at me, look at me, look what I like. These are the brands that I like. Here's my hot take. This is how I like to do it.
And they have a flag for everything. I like green chilies in my nachos. Where's my flag?
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather the forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, low 75. Hot and windy tomorrow, high 93, low 74. Friday, hot and windy, high 94. 4th of July outlook is looking 20% chance of rain, high 96. So it'll be hot as well. 92 right now at Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews in the drive.
Come on.
My good friend Trucker Ted joining us in Prague. How are you, sir?
By golly, it's clean.
Oh, 6 feet above the ground and breathing, so I guess I'm pretty good, Lee.
Yeah, any day like that.
I don't know whether I can handle the hustle and bustle of this, you know, thriving metropolis of Prague, though. Hey, birthright citizenship. Unfortunately, I don't see anything coming of it anytime soon until... hopefully, the Republicans could get a super majority in both the House and the Senate, because I'm afraid that the Dems will just fight it tooth and nail. No matter, even if we did roll out that old legislation from Reid there.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to discuss about is, I don't know whether this U.S. citizen who is now living in Beijing has things going in Michigan or not, but this UConn situation reminds me a lot of what's going on in my hometown of Mason, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a sesquicentennial farm that is on the verge of being closed on for a data center. And the city of Mason wants to annex that property to make it part of the city limits.
Yeah.
They want to move the city limits out to there.
They have to incorporate it, and then they probably have to rezone it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, much like what's going on at UConn, they have wined and dined the mayor and the city manager and three of the city council, and they have three other city council people have resigned because of this data center.
Mm-hmm.
Because of they did not want to sign the
non-disclosure.
The non-disclosure.
Yeah.
The mayor and the city council members and everything then took a trip to Ohio to a town the size of Mason who has a data center, just to see how they went about doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. And the only reason we're finding out about this is because the town in Ohio provided all the email correspondence and everything through the Freedom of Information Act, but the city of Mason doesn't want to respond to FOIA requests.
Yep.
It stinks to high heaven. Do we need data centers? Yes, I'm afraid we do. But I just, like you said, it needs to be above board. It needs to be as transparent as the old, what were those machines we had at school, Lee?
That the mimeograph. Mimeograph.
Yes. Yes, that projected the clear acetate that cleared.
Yeah. Oh, the overhead projector. That too.
Yeah. The acetate. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to be as clear as those acetates that they used to project onto the screen at school. You know, that's how transparent this all.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Warner. Senator Cory Booker is sharply criticizing the U.S. Supreme Court, calling it corrupt and compromised during an MSNBC interview. Booker argued recent rulings have weakened the power of federal regulatory agencies and renewed his call for stronger ethics rules governing the justices. Supporters of the court's decision say the rulings reinforce constitutional limits on federal authority and preserve the separation of powers. The debate over transgender athletes in school sports is intensifying after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Idaho and West Virginia laws limiting girls' sports to athletes based on biological sex. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called the ruling cruel towards transgender youth, while critics argued it protects fairness and opportunities for female athletes. Walz says Minnesota will continue allowing transgender students to compete under current state policy. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Nothing tests a parent like watching their child suffer from an injury someone else caused. I've sat across from parents who felt guilty, overwhelmed, and completely lost, not knowing what to do next or whether they even had a right to pursue a claim on their child's behalf. Let me be clear, you do. When a child is injured due to someone else's negligence, Oklahoma law provides for important protections. And because children are still developing, injuries that seem minor can have long-term consequences that don't fully show up for years. Cases involving injured children require special care, careful documentation, and a long-term view. Court approval is often required to settle a minor's claim, which is another reason for having the right legal team. Your child deserves someone fighting for their future. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Several new Oklahoma education laws take effect today, with schools being required to adopt a bell-to-bell cell phone ban, as well as elementary students being required to receive at least 40 minutes of recess each day. Teachers are also set to receive a $2,000 pay raise. New rules for colleges require grades to be based only on academic performance. Supporters say these changes are intended to improve learning and support educators across the state. Volunteers are being asked to help clean up Oklahoma river parks following the 4th of July celebrations. The city's Waterway Clean Sweep program will host cleanup efforts July 5th at Wheeler Park and Wiley Post Park. Organizers say holiday events often leave behind large amounts of litter. Volunteers will receive supplies and safety instructions, and registration is available through the city now. Firefighters in Moore rescued several kittens from a storm drain Sunday night. Crews from Station 1 were able to safely remove the animals, and sheriff's officials say the kittens were unharmed and are now doing well, receiving proper care. The department called it another example of serving both people and pets across the community. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Summer savings are heating up at H&H Shooting Sports.
I'm Lee Matthews. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or grab the HKG 36-22 rifle, now on sale for only $529.99. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And remember, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo is coming up on the 17th and the 18th. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. You expect to hear this, not this. At bath time, the giggles should echo, not alarms. But accidents happen fast. In just a moment, everything can change. Keep kids safe around water with these simple steps. Assign a responsible adult to watch the water. No phones, no distractions. Never take your eyes off a child during bath time. And always check for hidden dangers where kids play. Let's make water safety part of every day. For more information, visit oklahoma.gov/health/drowning.
You heard of Love for Sale. Well, what about your citizenship for sale? That, too. Coming up, the details on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and the Drive.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening, transitioning to mainly clear skies and high humidity. The low will be 73. Tomorrow will be breezy with a mix of sun and clouds, reaching a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 74. On Friday, anticipate occasional breezes with more clouds than sunshine as the high reaches 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
This is a very interesting conflict between textualism and common sense. Look, let's start with birthright citizenship. It's stupid, stupid, stupid. Also, it was never intended to cover people from China who come here, give birth, and then go back and have no allegiance to the United States. That's all clear.
And that's Alan Dershowitz, a legal expert for Fox. Recently changed his party affiliation from Democrat to Independent because he can't be a part of how leftist the Democrat Party is going. Anyway, he goes on to make a good point, and the good point is that it's textualism beyond common sense. And he said what the court did was look at the text of the 14th Amendment and then said, yes, subject to the jurisdiction. When you're born in the United States, you are subject to that jurisdiction. They didn't look any further than that. They didn't look any deeper than that, which is why it's stupid. And they didn't look at any of the notations from the congressman who wrote the 14th Amendment. But they weren't asked to do that. They were only asked to decide whether Trump's executive order saying when you are subject to the jurisdiction thereof, that does not mean born to illegal aliens. Now, I think they're very wrong on that. So I think we need a law that says that you must be born of to legal residents of the United States. You cannot be a tourist. You cannot be here illegally. You cannot be undocumented. Do you have a green card? Okay. That means you're pursuing the proper process. And you are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and the Drive. Jacqueline writes, years ago, I had an acquaintance whose parents were from Finland and who lived there legally for business. She was born the year they lived here and had dual citizenship until the age of 21. Then she was required to declare which one of her countries of citizenship. The second would be dropped and disqualified. Since the primary grew up and lived in Finland, she chose Finnish citizenship and dropped and ceased to be an American. My first cousin was an Air Force brat. She was born in Holland. But because both parents are American, she had American citizenship. Dutch law She was trying to pursue the fact that she was born in Holland and could pursue dual citizenship with the Netherlands. They wouldn't let her do it. Why? Because they don't have a 14th Amendment like we do. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Let's see. Colin writes, Oklahoma's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, enrollment fell by 14% between February of 25 and February of 26. Roughly 97,000 fewer people were applying for SNAP benefits, a decline that outpaced the national average and coincided with increased scrutiny of eligibility verification. Yeah, Colin, now that we're checking, fewer people are going to try to game the system. Were they gaming the system in the first place? Maybe. Rudy writes, Lee, San Jose, California is already home to the most expensive concealed carry permit in the state, but the cost is going to climb even higher today. As of today, the city charges applicants a whopping $1,400 to obtain permission to exercise their right to bear arms. But that rate is going to increase to $1,591. And Rudy, that's California for you. Makes me glad I don't live there. And with that onerous, a concealed carry permit, it sounds to me like there needs to be a Second Amendment challenge. We've had the U.S. Supreme Court shoot down California Second Amendment challenges before. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. So I saw one of the candidates for Congress in inner city Denver making a victory speech yesterday. We can't wait to make sure everybody gets Medicare. I hate to tell you this, but everybody does get Medicare, okay? Everybody does get Medicare. They're trying to make it sound like maybe she meant Medicaid. I don't know. I guess what she meant was socialized medicine all the way through. But if you were born in 1961, you're eligible for your Medicare benefit. And that's what it is. It's a benefit. It is not an entitlement. You've worked hard for it. You deserve it. You should get it. Make sure you get it to the max. And have somebody coach you through the process like the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Best call you could make all summer long. And the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd and cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heatwave only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Fireworks are dangerous when handled carelessly. Each year, thousands are injured and fires are started due to improper use. Even sparklers, often seen as safe, burn at up to 2,000 degrees. That's serious burns in seconds. Read and follow labels, keep a water source nearby, and never relight a dud. Light fireworks outdoors in a clear, open area. Keep kids and pets at a safe distance. And dispose of used fireworks in water or sand, not directly into your trash bin. Never aim fireworks at people, homes, or dry grass. Illegal fireworks are not only dangerous, they will cost you in fines. Brought to you by Major Meredith Herman of the Oklahoma City Fire Department.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com, that's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E Bakery.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at Freedom969.com.
Like the way you work it. No diggity.
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast. Clear skies tonight, 75 the low. Hot and windy tomorrow, 93 the high. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low. Friday, hot and windy with a high of 94. Partly cloudy on the 4th of July, 20% chance of rain, high of 86. Still great weather for a parade. 9 o'clock, downtown Edmond, the Liberty Fest Parade. Biggest and best 4th of July parade in Oklahoma, and I would also say one of the biggest and best in the country. It's 92 right now. Freedom 96.9. I'll be doing the emceeing of that parade, so hope to see you there. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, a pair of former top executives of the Southern Poverty Law Center used a network of checking accounts to secretly funnel $4.1 million to extremists, including one nicknamed the Aryan Barbarian, in a long-running pay-to-hate scheme, said federal officials. Southern Poverty Law Center's former chief financial officer, Teeny Hutchinson, and ex-intelligence police chief, Heidi Bierick, allegedly created the accounts at Synovus Bank in 2008, making the beleaguered nonprofit's trusted bank a hub for diverting supporters' donations to sketchy groups. The network ultimately supported secret payments to as many as 50 confidential field sources called EFs, embedded with extremist organizations around the country. Some 13 field sources so far have been identified in court filings. Former Southern Poverty Law Center Chief Executive Officer Margaret Huang allegedly signed a letter acknowledging the operation to the Synovus Bank officials in September of 21 before ending her tenure in July of 25. Southern Poverty Law Center supporters have characterized the payment recipients as informants, and they included right-wing extremists behind the infamous 2017 Unite the Right protest in Charlottesville, Virginia. The ones that the Southern Poverty Law Center then demonized and called white supremacists. They paid for them. New revelations show the federal investigation of the Southern Poverty Law Center is significantly larger than initially reported and was orchestrated at the organization's highest level. Bierick was believed to be involved in all of the alleged payments. The new details about the Southern Poverty Law Center case emerge as the Trump administration's Justice Department intensifies scrutiny of influential nonprofit organizations. And, of course, they're demonizing the Department of Justice. No, they're using it for what it's supposed to be used for. Find bad guys. Seek out fraud. Former Southern Poverty Law Center President and CEO Margaret Huang left, and interim president and CEO Brian Fair are the organization's navigators at this point. Together, the two federal investigations signal an aggressive effort by the administration to examine whether certain organizations are using their nonprofit status to conceal financial operations. Yes, they are. And they have been. Southern Poverty Law Center's entire existence was to manufacture racism. Manufacture racism so that they could keep fighting racism. Racism is going away. And organizations like Black Lives Matter and ACORN and the Rainbow Coalition and Southern Poverty Law Center need to go away with them. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. U.S. Supreme Court closed out its term on Tuesday, as you remember, with a ruling that states can ban transgender athletes from competing in girls' and women's school sports. The decision effectively upholds laws like Oklahoma's Save Women's Sports Act, clearing the way for states to restrict participation in female athletics to biological females without violating federal or U.S. constitutional laws. Oklahoma passed its version of that policy in 2022, barring transgender girls and women from competing on girls' and women's school teams. And if you'll remember, Democrats like Cindy Munson said, this is a solution waiting for a problem. Well, now that has been codified by the Supreme Court because of the precedence that has been set in Iowa and in, not Iowa, in Idaho and in, it was two states, it doesn't matter. Anyway, because those states have been allowed to ban transgender athletes, ours will not survive a constitutional challenge because that's the ramifications of a decision handed down by the Supreme Court. So Oklahoma's law is safe, as well as any other state that has previously passed a ban, and any state in the future that will. And it's up to the states to decide, which I'm fine with that, too. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Liberty Lee. This is Howard out in Watonga.
Hello, Howard. Good to hear from you.
I'm so glad to be alive that we're going to have our 250th birthday here, yep, and Trump is president, because we are really seeing the American system grind away in a lot of ways. But I think we've got some good wins with the Supreme Court. This has been a good year for conservatives, and hopefully Oklahoma will continue to be conservative in this election cycle and not give one inch to the lefty Marxist commie. You know, McCarthy was right.
Well,
the way he went about doing that was probably wrong, but
yeah.
But
no, I know exactly. And to bring everybody up, McCarthy was one of the heads that was going after communists who were trying to infiltrate Hollywood,
yes,
trying to infiltrate literature, trying to infiltrate our colleges, and trying to infiltrate our government.
Wasn't that the age of the blacklist?
It was. And there was a good reason, yeah, for the blacklist, because many of them were communists or communist sympathizers, especially the writers in Hollywood. Because what they were writing was becoming more and more favorable to communism and less favorable to capitalism. Now,
absolutely.
Here's what McCarthy did. McCarthy altered evidence to make it look more incriminating than it was. That was wrong. That was wrong, but what he was doing and what he was finding was correct, technically.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the Watergate thing, too. Nixon was actually a really good politician, but Watergate really stained and kind of destroyed his career, you know. But what he did during Watergate, it was pretty horrible, but what he did in comparison to what the Democrats did during the pandemic,
It's a child's tea party. What Nixon was doing to try to find out secrets of the Democrat Party, stealing secrets. And by the way, he wasn't the first president to do it. It had been done going all the way back to Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah.
They had stolen secrets from each other, the Republicans to the Democrats, Democrats to the Republicans. What happened with Nixon was he got caught and then spent more time trying to cover it up than say, yeah, so what? Or find somebody to be a scapegoat like G. Gordon Liddy. And
all he had to do was, a raid. You know, he should have just did a DOJ raid or something like that. And that probably would have covered his butt.
He would have killed to have the DOJ that Biden did. He would have killed to have that.
Oh my goodness! I mean, they violated every article, every amendment to the Constitution. They trampled. They took the Constitution and put it in a paper shredder.
Yeah.
They wiped their arses with it. Mm. I mean, I had never seen. It was so stifling what they did during the pandemic. They love their tyranny. They're little tyrants. So it just blows my mind. I like to see this. This constitutional republic in action under Trump, because it's grinding away. He's taking things to court. If he was a true king, all you lefties and you commies out there, if he was a true king, Nancy Pelosi's head would be on a pike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matter of fact, all of the Democrats that were communists, all their heads would be on a pike.
And Howard, so, I'm afraid I got to run, but thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on The Drive with Lee Matthews. That's the one good thing I love about celebrating the United States of America and our free enterprise system. If you want to save money and be very careful with your spending and your money so that you will be comfortable in your retirement, you can do that. And you're not limited by a lot of what you can save. And the government allows you to do a lot of that. So keep more of the money that you've worked really, really hard for by having Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital watch over that money for you and then advise you as to what can be done. You know, artificial intelligence, that seems to be the wave of the future, and all the other businesses that are attached to that artificial intelligence, like data centers and building the data centers and the real estate surrounding the data centers, and it goes on and on and on. He stays tuned into all of that and can advise you likewise. Call my good friend Michael McGuire at McGuire Capital. They're at 6632 Northwest 39th in downtown Bethany, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, and make sure to catch his Bull and Bear Show, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. this coming Saturday right here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7x28 Freedom C's to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park and open all day and night at CopsGunShop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, 75 the low, hot and windy tomorrow, high 93. That's the pattern into 4th of July when we'll have a 20% chance of rain and a high of 96. 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Brian in Choctaw, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee, how's it going?
Guns for everybody.
So I was listening a little bit earlier, around close to 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. and I didn't have my headset on. So I waited until I got my pickup connected. So we were talking about today, AI centers, but that's not really nothing that I'm really concerned about. But maybe a conspiracy that I've been thinking about is, do you think that they could get a artificial conscience and, become something like Skynet?
Oh, I think they could, and I think they're close to doing it now. The question is, will that be used against you? And the answer is no. It cannot be used against you without probable cause. It would be against your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights. So, yeah.
Okay.
They can and will monitor you. And I have news for you. They're doing it now. Anytime you use a credit card,
right.
Anytime you drive the turnpike, anytime you buy something on Amazon, somebody is monitoring what you do, what time of day you did it, if you're male or female, what you're apt to buy next. But they can't use okay. that against you unless it's okay. in a probable cause affidavit.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you don't think that they could turn against the Constitution and start thinking for themselves?
No, I don't. I don't think so, because that's where man would step in. That's where the law would step in and say, no, this can't. If this AI is doing this, then the programmers need to step in and keep it from being done, because that is against your constitutional rights.
Well, all right. I got one more thing for you, Lee.
Make it quick.
Are you going to cook a pizza in the oven this weekend? Or
I am, yes.
All right.
I am. Do you have one of those ovens, a Gosney or Grozny?
Oh, no. I was just calling to get an update on the pizza oven
yep,
works.
I'm starting to perfect it and get it better. It took a while to get it better, but I...
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Yukon City leaders discussing a proposed agreement with a data center company. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A new report says three ransom notes in the Nancy Guthrie case were all fake.
An FBI source told Reuters on Tuesday that after assessing the authenticity of the notes, they determined that none of them are genuine. Two ransom notes were reported in early February, just days after the 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie disappeared from her southern Arizona home. The first one demanded millions in cryptocurrency, and the second claimed that she had died. The FBI reportedly concluded that whoever wrote the notes did not know Guthrie's whereabouts. It said a third note sent late last month through TMZ was also fake. In Phoenix, I'm Mark Mayfield.
Beach Boys co-founder Mike Love is listing his lavish Lake Tahoe mansion for $43 million. The 19,000-square-foot, three-story home has 10 bedrooms and 12 bathrooms spread out over 2.5 acres. It features a recording studio, wine cellar, poker room, and a panoramic view of Lake Tahoe, just to name a few highlights. The legendary 85-year-old artist and his wife have called this property home for more than 40 years. Authentic Brands Group has signed a definitive agreement to acquire the intellectual property of Care Bears.
The sale expands Authentic's reach into family entertainment and marks its first character-based franchise. Its IP portfolio already includes Elvis Presley, Muhammad Ali, and Marilyn Monroe. The company launched Authentic Studios in 2023 to develop and produce films, television, commercials, live stage experiences, and audio. It now play a central role in extending the Care Bears universe through new stories, audiences, and fan experiences. The Care Bears have reached consumers in more than 190 countries, appearing in 26 languages, and have a growing slate of visual media. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled. And it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing. And MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you, helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Drivers along I-44 in Oklahoma City should continue expecting long-term traffic changes as a bridge replacement project continues. The eastbound I-44 on-ramp from Classen Circle and the westbound off-ramp to Classen Boulevard remain closed, with crews replacing the bridge over Classen Circle. Closures are expected to remain in place until spring of 2027. Yukon City leaders are set to discuss a proposed agreement with Beltline Energy that could advance plans for a data center. The proposal has generated public opposition and helped spark a recall effort targeting Mayor Brian Pillmore and Vice Mayor Jeff Wooten. Residents have voiced concerns about the project's impact on the local community. Similar data center proposals are being considered elsewhere across Oklahoma and the country at large. A doctor at OU Health is leading a national clinical trial aimed at preventing stage 1 lung cancer from returning after surgery. Dr. Muhammad Furkan says current treatment options are limited, with about one-third of patients experiencing recurrence. The study will test an immunotherapy drug already used on other forms of lung cancer. More than 300 patients nationwide are expected to participate in the trial. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, Because You Are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Is Trump considering scrapping the talks and going all-out war with Iran? More on that as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening, transitioning to mainly clear skies and high humidity. The low will be 73. Tomorrow will be breezy with a mix of sun and clouds, reaching a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 74. On Friday, anticipate occasional breezes with more clouds than sunshine as the high reaches 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
At the new 96.9, we're letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. That means you'll hear us from Ponca City to Hinton, from Stillwater to Tuttle, and from Blanchard to Perry. More power means more towns in Oklahoma stay informed about the issues that shape us here at home and from around the globe. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So we're starting to see people come up with solutions to the birthright citizenship ruling problem that the Supreme Court came up with earlier this week. And the consensus seems to be Congress needs to come up with a law that will just flat out say you cannot be the children of an illegal immigrant and become a citizen or be a citizen automatically or a tourist. You have to be the child of someone who is residing in the United States and pursuing citizenship, at least. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Citizens of Yukon, mad at their mayor to the point where they want him resigned. They are working on a recall petition, I believe was supposed to be turned in today. They're furious that they knew so little about this data center that was supposed to be coming, and they're even more furious nobody said anything since then. And that's by design. The developers of these data centers don't want the city councilmen and mayors to tell the people about it because they want to build these data centers. They want to keep the public in the dark. Now, I'm against that. I think people should have a say. That's why we have all those confounded wind turbines, is because people in Piedmont and people in Okarchi didn't have a say. And it was supposed to bring in all this great stuff, and it hasn't. And it's caused a lot of noise pollution and sight pollution. That said, we are leading the world when it comes to artificial intelligence, and we need more data centers to continue to lead. So we need to be on this train, figuratively, not under it, because otherwise we will be. Or we can be like some of the third world nations and completely miss the train altogether. We don't want that either. Also did a story about how a millionaire Marxist who has made a lot of his money in computers here in the United States, but is living in China because he's got a lot of Chinese contracts, is financing propaganda against data centers and against artificial intelligence. Why? Because China wants to dominate artificial intelligence and data centers. And believe me, China builds data centers wherever they want. Your thoughts on any of that, or you might want to bring your own topic to the topic buffet, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Russell, holding in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on, Russell.
Thank you, Lee. The thing with the immigration thing, I don't know, they won't do anything in Congress, because if you want anything, unless it benefits them, Congress ain't going to do nothing.
Well, definitely the Democrats won't. I mean, even if the law is brought up, they won't vote for it. But if we dominate in the upcoming midterms and gain a seat or two, we might be able to push it through without having any problems.
Maybe. Yeah. But instead of doing that, can't the president just sign an executive order? Not about that, but just put it, well, maybe it would help in the process of that.
Well, that's kind of what he did. He already signed an executive order that said, under the jurisdiction thereof means you have to be living here and residing in the United States. And the Supreme Court said, no, that's not what it means.
No. I'm talking about a different type of executive order. I mean, put a cap on the total amount of immigrants that is coming or applying to become a resident in the United States.
Well, I'll tell you what they can do. They can go through current immigration law and current immigration policy, and they can stop what's called the necrotourism, the people coming into the United States just to have a baby. And they can stop pregnant women from crossing the border. They can do that.
Through executive order.
They don't have to. They can use the laws we currently have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They just got to enforce them. And by the way, Tom Homan, head of ICE, has already said that he's planning on doing that. In fact, because he has been doing it since the border figuratively closed, that kind of traffic has drastically dropped.
Okay. So with the data centers, didn't they have this type of, well, with the water and the electricity grid? Didn't we have something like that when the cellular towers start popping up? And if you live near one, it will give you cancer.
You're going to boil your blood. Yeah.
I think it's a lot of fear-mongering going around. So
Well, it is, and it doesn't help that we have American Marxists in China paying for propaganda to be spread across our social media patterns. That's where people are getting the, it's going to take all of the electricity from our electricity grid. All right, that's propaganda coming from China. It's going to take all of our water and drop our water table. That's propaganda coming from China.
Okay, now with the 4th of July coming up, I was listening to Glenn Beck, and I don't know if you heard this or not, but what's their fireworks display? Is it still going to be, usually in years past, they always had something like on PBS with the film harmonica pops or whatever, and then they have the fireworks display. I don't know if they're still doing that or not. But anyway, this year, it's going to be the biggest ever from what I've been told from Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck said that Macy's in New York, they release 80,000 mortar shells in their Macy's 4th of July celebration. In Washington, D.C., this Saturday, they're going to release 800,000 mortar shells, and the mortar shells is going to be 16-inch in diameter. It flies 2.5 miles up into the sky, and when it explodes, it's going to come, it will cover like a half mile or a mile.
Wow.
For one. So if it's on PBS and if you're not into being outdoors for all the old people in the world, that might be your great spectacle for seeing some awesome fireworks. But for me in Oklahoma City, yesterday I went to the fireworks place there on Northeast 50th over there by the zoo, and I got 6 boxes of mortar shells of 4, 5, and 7 inch, and I spent about like $548. So I'm going to have a blast.
And you're going to launch those out of the city limits, right?
Yes, the Macomb, Oklahoma. Oh,
okay. All right, good, good.
So I just wanted to wish you a happy 4th of July, because I don't know if I'll be able to call in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
I am working tomorrow. I'm working tomorrow. I'm off Friday, because yeah, that's when our company is observing.
It's a federal holiday.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was the city trash run on Friday? Or do you know?
I don't know. I looked on my schedule, but I live in Edmond, so my schedule is static. They're working on my schedule, so.
Okay. Well, guns for everybody. Happy 4th of July. And
you too.
See you on Monday.
All right. The only thing I would add to, he kept saying PBS. I don't know if PBS is going to run it, but I think Fox News has been very good about covering what's going on in Washington, D.C., so Fox may run it. Fox News. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Lee. It's Charles. How you doing?
Good, sir. And you are where?
I am Edmonds.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, the deal with the data centers and all, I'm from the East Coast originally, where a lot of textiles and stuff. Why don't they do something like how they did in the early 19th, 20th century, building the textiles, where they go out and just buy up a huge plot of farmland in the middle of nowhere, build this gigantic complex, and then build the housing structures around it for the employees, instead of building it already in developed communities?
Well, they are doing some of that in Texas right now. When you drive out to West Texas, in the Childress and Dumas areas, there's a lot of property that nobody's using anymore for ranching or farming or anything. And so some of these developers have bought up this property, and they are building the data centers there. The problem is there is a housing problem, because there are not that many motels, and so they're having to take up all the motel rooms in those areas. And the other problem that they did not anticipate was all these new people in town living and working in these small towns are buying up all the groceries, so they're having a hard time keeping the grocery store stocked.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But they are doing that. Yeah. They are doing that. And now here, I think the metropolitan, the smaller towns, I think, want these because they want the tax base. So they want these developers to come buy the land with the agreement that they incorporate the land into the community's city limits, and then rezone that land as urban business. And that way they can benefit from the property taxes.
Yeah, and it seems like that you could build new towns around them, too, over the next 20, 30 years. I mean, it could expand, especially.
Well, and the thing about the data center is after they build it, they don't need the people anymore. It's not like I know what you're talking about. My grandparents lived in corporate housing every time because my grandpa worked at a gas plant for Phillips. So he would usually get housing because they were working at a gas plant that was way out in the middle of nowhere, and you had to have a house. So they built all these shotgun houses, and he got the house as part of the deal, and they lived out by the gas plant where they could go to work and be right there. But the thing about a gas plant is they needed that employment 24/7. The data centers, once they get up and running, they don't need as many people.
Do we have any estimates of how many employees it's going to take to maintain?
Oh, I've seen all kinds of figures. I've seen from 1,500 to 200.
Yeah, I mean, that's still...
Yeah.
In a real small town, I mean...
Well, that's another thing. That's another thing that the small towns are looking at.
The population.
Hey, exactly. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on board with it. I mean, I think eventually it's going to be a good thing.
You can't.
It might not sound too.
You can't grow unless you step out of your comfort zone to a certain extent. So I will tell that to the people of UConn. I get it. I get that you don't want a company coming to town and wrecking your town. I get that. I understand.
Yeah, they're trying to do the same thing in Luther too.
Yeah,
now.
Iona. There's the aluminum smelting plant. Okay, I get you don't want your quiet little town disrupted by this big industrial complex. But if you don't step out of your comfort zone, you're not going to grow. And if you don't grow, you can't get better. And if you can't get better, you get worse. So.
Yep, I agree with you. That's all I was wondering.
No, it's good. It's good thinking, Charles. I've seen it before. I really have. And as far as these developers are concerned, why they don't look at these rural areas, I don't know. In Oklahoma, anyway, because there seems to be a pattern. Number one, they approach the local officials, the mayor, city manager, maybe one or two of the city councilmen. Number two. They woo them with what they want to do. Number three, they give them a free trip to some glamorous location where there currently is a data center. San Francisco, maybe. Las Vegas, maybe. Okay? Put them up in a nice hotel room. Give them a tour of the facility. And then let them have the weekend to play. You know?
Yeah.
And then
they
make them sign the non-disclosure agreement, you see?
Yeah, that's what I disagree with. It should be full transparency to everybody instead of trying to be shady.
Yeah.
We got enough of that going on in politics in Oklahoma.
And I do believe that people have a right to know what's going on. I really do.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Lee. Hey, man, have a great 4th of July.
You too,
and,
Charles.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening in to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Is your citizenship up for sale? Well, in many cases, it is. And as I've mentioned, the current laws we have regarding immigration can do something about it. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I make no secret of the fact that I love H&H Shooting Sports. Not only is it a big, well-run operation, it's an indoor range. You can get some practice in. You can try before you buy. And each and every year, they like to celebrate with their big summer expo. Got more on that coming up in just a minute. But this month at H&H Shooting Sports, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99, or grab the HK G36-22 rifle, now on sale for $529.99. You're seeing more .22 rifles come out because, well, they're cheaper to shoot because the ammunition's cheaper, easier to get a lot of it, there's plenty of it, and you don't spend a lot when you go to the range, and you still get your practice in. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. You'll want to employ their delivery and setup feature. Believe me. And don't forget to mark your calendar for H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo. It's coming up July 17th and 18th. I'll be there. Hope you will, too, at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
The clock is ticking, and time is running out on Ford employee pricing for everyone. And Stevens Ford and Enid doesn't want you to miss out on the savings. But it all comes to an end at midnight on July the 6th. Just how good are the savings? Check these out. A brand new 2026 Ford Explorer, discounted $49.02. A new 26 F-150, discounted $44.92. A brand new 26 Ranger, discounted $2,061. These are just examples of the discounts. You'll find discounts like this on every Ford on our lot. If you're the least bit interested in a new Ford and you want a money-saving price, don't wait. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid. Not only will you get the lowest price, you'll also get financing so quick,
You'll think it's automatic. But remember, employee pricing will end at midnight, July the 6th. Come to Stevens, Ford, and Enid today.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Accept it's the Supreme Court, so I'll accept. I think it's very bad for our nation. We're the only nation that does it. No other nation does that birthright citizenship. No, not even close. Some did it, they ended it. It's tremendously destructive.
And today, many Republicans were talking about even dusting off an old law written up by Harry Reid because they would be able to use it to define the 14th Amendment. And if Democrats protested, they would be, well, Harry Reid wrote this. I mean, it's basically a Democrat law. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Jerry is in Meeker. Thank you for hanging on.
Well, hey, Lee, how you doing, buddy?
Guns for everybody.
Yes, sir, that is correct. So I've got a quick question for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you think this birthright citizen decision was?
How bad? Oh,
yes,
I'd say it's about an 8.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised there was the vote the way it went down. Was it 6-3 or 5-4?
Five four. But here's the thing. You got to understand, they weren't being asked to interpret the 14th Amendment. They were being asked if Trump had the right by executive order to define the 14th Amendment.
Huh. Okay.
So as strict constitutionalists, they didn't look any further than that. They didn't go to the meaning of the 14th Amendment. They didn't go to the intent of the 14th Amendment. They didn't read any of the notations from the congressman who wrote up the 14th Amendment, who said quite clearly when they were composing it, this is to give citizenship to freed blacks, not to give an easy path to people coming into the country.
So I'm kind of confused how we go from freeing slaves to letting everyone in, having babies, and then leaving. I'm kind of confused
about
that.
I think the Supreme Court saw the clause that was used in Trump's executive order, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and they took it to mean within the jurisdiction thereof.
Okay, so I guess it's just a simple matter of, like, literally a few words,
yeah,
a few letters,
yeah,
and then we're
or subject to the laws thereof. That's what I think they thought it was meaning, and that's not what it means. It means subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which means if your parents have citizenship from another country, you are subject to those, to that jurisdiction, not the United States.
Okay, this is really confusing. This is not good. So, and the thing I have a problem with is we know how slow Congress is.
Yes.
And there's when was the last time we had an actual constitutional amendment? It's been years since we've had one.
It was the campaign finance. It was McCain-Feingold.
20 years ago?
Yeah, 2004, 2006, something like that, yeah.
So if we're at that point in time, well, we have to wait for a constitutional amendment. That could be 20 years
of
people coming into the country.
So that's why it has to be something that comes from the Congress.
But they won't do anything about it. They're just feckless. I mean,
if we get a majority Republicans in the midterms, that can be done.
I hope we do, because that's about seems like the only thing that can save us right now. It's really frustrating, not only for people like us, but anybody who's I go back to my friend whose wife is in the Philippines, mm-hmm. and they had a daughter. He can't do anything. He can't get her over here, and he's done everything he can. And it's not fair to him because, you know, it's just not fair. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it'll get rectified, and I don't know. It's interesting.
It is, but I don't know that I've ever seen the Supreme Court get it as wrong other than maybe Roe v. Wade.
Right. So, yeah. Just a few. It's a crazy few words.
But, again, the Supreme Court was looking at this from the point of view, it is not our job to write or amend the Constitution. It is our job to interpret the Constitution.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But also at the same time, I think that I'm surprised with Roberts.
Yes.
Unless he saw something that we didn't. You know, I'm just kind of confused. I thought you were. Something in there.
I also think that there was a scorecard being kept. Okay, this one was good for Trump. This one was good for Trump. This one was good. And then they got to this one. Let's give him something that's not so good.
Yes, and I, you and I, and probably a lot of others are on the exact same page with that. I think, you know, we'll go ahead and give you a crumble over here. We'll give you a crumble over there. You know, satiate everybody in the audience. You know, it's just crazy. This is one of the worst ones I've experienced. I hope it doesn't turn this country into an everyman's person.
I don't think it will, because we still have our ICE and we still have our immigration laws that can police this a lot better.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. A foreign container ship ran aground in shallow waters on the Omani side of the Strait of Hormuz as Iran continues asserting control over the key waterway. Iranian officials blame the incident on the vessel not following Iran's approved route, escalating tensions over navigation rights. A daredevil couple is in police custody after climbing to the top of the Empire State Building's transmitter and unfurling a peace message.
There's like a cage door, and they went up there, but I didn't say anything because I thought they worked there.
Authorities say Yvonne Burks proposed during the stunt. Nick Angela said yes. The couple is known for extreme stunts featured in a Netflix documentary. West Texas Intermediate, the domestic crude oil price is trading at $68 a barrel, while Brent crude, the foreign market benchmark, is at $71. For USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Drivers along I-44 in Oklahoma City should continue expecting long-term traffic changes as a bridge replacement project continues. The eastbound I-44 on-ramp from Classen Circle and the westbound off-ramp to Classen Boulevard remain closed, with crews replacing the bridge over Classen Circle. Closures are expected to remain in place until spring of 2027. Yukon City leaders are set to discuss a proposed agreement with Beltline Energy that could advance plans for a data center. The proposal has generated public opposition and helped spark a recall effort targeting Mayor Brian Pillmore and Vice Mayor Jeff Wooten. Residents have voiced concerns about the project's impact on the local community. Similar data center proposals are being considered elsewhere across Oklahoma and the country at large.
A doctor at OU Health is leading a national clinical trial aimed at preventing stage 1 lung cancer from returning after surgery. Dr. Mohammed Furkan says current treatment options are limited, with about one-third of patients experiencing recurrence. The study will test an immunotherapy drug already used on other forms of lung cancer. More than 300 patients nationwide are expected to participate in the trial. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Summer savings are heating up at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or grab the HKG 36-22 rifle, now on sale for only $529.99. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And remember, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo is coming up on the 17th and the 18th. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
We are about to light the candle on a big 250th celebration of Independence Day. Lee Matthews, I will be at the upcoming Liberty Fest Parade. Hope to see you there. And the celebration is ongoing at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group. They're celebrating with General Motors, offering a limited time special on 0% financing for 60 months. That is good 4th of July weekend through the 7th of July. But after that, it's gone. And that is on Trax, Equinox, and Silverados. Those are the half tons. And they've got a big selection of them. One of the reasons they're offering such a great deal on financing. But hey, it's not every day you get 0% financing for 60 months from General Motors and Frontier Auto Group. Just minutes from Oklahoma and wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66 and the new roundabout there. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, Frontier Auto Group in El Reno.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com. To schedule your consultation today.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.
The Ukrainians have made some significant strikes deep in the heart of Russia. Got the details coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and the Drive continuing in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening, transitioning to mainly clear skies and high humidity. The low will be 73. Tomorrow will be breezy with a mix of sun and clouds, reaching a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and humid with a low of 74. On Friday, anticipate occasional breezes with more clouds than sunshine as the high reaches 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
This is a very interesting conflict between textualism and common sense. Look, let's start with birthright citizenship. It's stupid, stupid, stupid. Also, it was never intended to cover people from China who come here, have give birth, and then go back and have no allegiance to the United States. That's all clear.
And that is the legal expertise and experience and opinion of Alan Dershowitz. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, what do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And in some states, love is for sale. Don't believe me? Well, what about Nevada?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, if love is for sale in some states, what about citizenship? Mexican cartels and Chinese criminal networks are actively selling and facilitating illicit access to the United States. They do this through coordinated operations involving human smuggling rings and sophisticated underground financial networks.
Government and law enforcement investigations have revealed how these two separate criminal entities cooperate to exploit the U.S. systems. Coordinated transitional rings, Mexican drug cartels, control the geographic access routes along the U.S. southwest border, charging pesos, tariffs, to move people through the territory. Chinese smuggling operations, Chinese organized crime networks work directly with these cartels to coordinate travel logistics, falsify travel documents, and guide immigrants from Asia through Central America to the U.S. border. Chinese money laundering networks, according to Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, have formed a mutualistic relationship with Mexican cartels, like the Sinaloa cartel. The mirroring scheme, cartels hand bulk cash from U.S. drug sales over to Chinese networks. The Chinese brokers then sell the physical U.S. dollars to wealthy Chinese nationals who want to bypass China's strict domestic capital export limits to buy real estate, pay college tuitions, or acquire luxury goods inside the U.S. The cartels receive equivalent clean funds of cryptocurrency in return, giving them seamless access to U.S. financial systems without physically moving cash across borders. Chinese chemical networks act as primary vendors of illicit precursor chemicals to Mexican cartels. The cartels use the chemicals to mass manufacture deadly synthetic narcotics like fentanyl and gain access to lucrative U.S. illegal drug markets. The sale of the collaboration is highly evident in major joint operations by U.S. authorities. For instance, the Department of Justice operations Fortune Runner resulted in an extensive federal indictments targeting and sprawling multi-million dollar allegiances between Los Angeles-based Chinese underground banking exchanges and the Sinaloa cartel. By the way, that's also why we took out Maduro in Venezuela. He was a part of this. We are also, from Tom Holman and other members of the Department of Homeland Security, learning that they're going to shut down the NEPO tourism industry. When you come into the United States, if it's a plane full of pregnant Chinese women, you're not going to be allowed into the United States, or at least questions will be asked if you're going to be allowed into the United States. Same with coming across the southern border. So that will cut back on a lot of the problems that we have, because that's where a lot of it stems from anyway. We had open borders for 8 years, 6 years, and anybody and everybody could come across the border and have their baby. So that's happening, we know. The question is stopping it. And then we still need some, I think, something to come out of Congress to fully define that, to stop it, period. Because it needs to be stopped even after the Trump administration leaves. If we get another Democrat administration in, they're just going to start the whole ball of wax all over again. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Sally writes, Lee, every year college raises tuition and families are expected to pay more. But where is all this money going? I know for a fact it isn't going to the professors. Too much of it is being swallowed by administrative bloat and waste on a lot of unnecessary Bravo Sierra. Before colleges ask for another tuition hike or more money, college presidents and top administrators should take a pay cut. Higher education shouldn't be a cash grab. Well, the other thing that's going on, Sally, is the higher institutions of learning know that they can raise tuition because they know that the students will go and get student loans. And student loans are handed out like candy because there's no stable or enforced means by which they're paid back. Or the payback can go on so long. So here's what they need to do. Yeah, they don't need to be raising their tuitions, but I think student loans should not be that easy to get. Student loans should be as hard to get as any other loan. You should have a good credit rating. You should have some sort of collateral. But that's not going to happen either because the government's backing them up. So the colleges know this. They know this. So it is indeed a government-run Ponzi scheme. Why? And Sally, this is the ultimate reason.
the value of a degree from college for the past 30 years, maybe longer, has been hyperinflated in terms of value. More than that, maybe 40 years. Because I know I was a victim of it. You got to go to college. College gives you a running start into the world of life. College is a perfect place for young minds to grow. Can't get a good job if you don't have a degree. Nonsense. All nonsense. And so kids are going to college because they're being told this nonsense. And they're finding that they don't like whatever it is they're being told to get into, computers, whatever. So they start taking the easy courses, which they can pass. And then they end up getting a degree in, I don't know, child craft studies or something goofy like that, and triple digits debt because they've had to finance it with student loans. So they got a degree, they can't use it for anything. They got triple digit debt, so they can't go buy anything, car, house, whatever. And they can't start their life with what is supposed to be a golden ticket to get them to the next level. That's the biggest, that was my biggest, one of my biggest conflicts of that period of my life, that graduating high school, getting into college. I was told, you are going to college. Are you going to pay for it, Mom and Dad? No, but you are going to college because we went to college and you don't get anywhere if you don't have a degree. I respectfully disagree. I have 8 years broadcast experience and an FCC license. That's enough to get me into the radio business for the rest of my life. Well, maybe you need something to fall back on. If it doesn't have anything to do with radio, I don't want to do it. You're still going to college. Okay, if I'm going to college, there's going to be some ground rules. And if I'm paying for it, going to be some ground rules. I'm only going to pay for what I can afford. I'm not going to go get student loans. You're not going to harass me about grades because I'm paying for this. And if I don't get my money's worth, I'm out. And that's how it went. If I had it to do again, I would have saved that money that I spent on college and I'd have gone to trade school for something electronic that had, because that's what I was dealing with here anyway. So that was my experience. Your experience or your child's experience. They want to be a doctor. They want to be a lawyer. They want to be a teacher. They want to go into some sort of science. They want to go into teaching art. Go to college. But have a financial plan when you do go to college. If you take out a student loan, have a plan to pay off that student loan when you get out of college. Get a degree that will help you pay off that loan. And if what you're studying is not going to help you pay off that loan, don't study it. Because that means it's not worth it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Robert writes, here it is. Why the Democrats are celebrating the Supreme Court's ruling on birthright citizenship. In 2023, 9% of all births of the United States were to illegal mothers. 75% of illegal alien households with children are using at least one major federal welfare program, with the U.S. citizen child serving as an eligibility hook. There are 1.5 million Chinese anchor babies that are living in communist China that can vote in our elections and are eligible for our welfare systems despite never having lived in the United States of America. In other words, that's about 1.5 million mail-in ballots. Robert, I don't think they're going to get a mail-in ballot if they're not registered to vote. I don't think they're going to get a mail-in ballot if all they are a citizen with a birth certificate. But the rest of the facts and figures you cite and the rest of the reasoning you use with those facts and figures is sound. Sammy writes, Lee, I'm a veteran and recognized as a Chickasaw Native veteran. I'm a member of the Chickasaw Nation Warrior Society. My group is powerful. I oppose some of your listeners and some of your Caucasians that wail on the American indigenous people and need to appreciate that stealing our land, they knew how to steal our land. You are blessed now. Furthermore, I am a rare American Indian that believes the conservative ways are still the best. I love Make America Great Again, and God bless America. The farmers need to shut up. Marine Corps, First Marines, P.S., I love your show. You were better when you were over there. All right. Sammy, let me take this one at a time. All right, for one thing, thank you for your service to our nation. Way to go on the Chickasaw tribal membership that you are a member of. I respect the tribes. I respect the indigenous Americans. Okay? When you say we Caucasians, you know, I don't see you as a native. I don't see you as a red man. I see you as a person. You say that me and my listeners wail on the American indigenous people. I have never wailed on the American indigenous people. I've supported, I've talked about, I've talked about all the great things that the tribes do for us as a state. The other day we were talking about the Trail of Tears and how Oklahoma was formed as a, you're going to live in Oklahoma, but I don't want to live in Oklahoma, but live in Oklahoma you will. I mean, that's basically what the U.S. government told the indigenous people. I'm not saying it was right, but there it is. I can't go back and undo it. I wasn't born when all of that was happening. I personally did nothing to take anybody's property away from them. Nor do I feel personally responsible for that property being taken. Nor do I feel as though I should have to pay any kind of restitutions, nor should my tax money pay any kind of restitutions to restore what was taken from the from those people, any more than slavery. I wasn't alive when slavery existed. I never have owned slaves, and I don't feel an obligation to pay reparations to those who were descendants of slaves. Same with the Native American people. And if you want restitutions, are not the money being made with the casinos enough of a restitution? If I wanted to go start a casino and make oodles of money at the Matthews Mansion, I couldn't do it because I'm a white guy. That said, I've also never been critical of the casinos. When I turn around and I see the Cherokee tribe buy a defunct hospital in the Tulsa area and turn it into a Native American medical center, but open the doors to everybody, I say, way to go. So I don't know where, Sammy, you're getting some of this attitude that I've been wailing on the American indigenous people. Let's see. Your farmers need to shut up. I don't know what you mean by that. And then finally, you love the show, but I was better when I was over on the dark side. But here you are, still listening to me on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Thanks for writing in to L. Matthews at freedom969.com. And also find me on Facebook and on X Profiles. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. If you remember when the United States was just a bunch of colonies, you're well preserved. If you remember when the Battle of Gettysburg, which, by the way, today is the today's the anniversary of the first day of that battle in 1863, I think, 62. Yeah. Anyway, 1863. Anyway, you are well preserved. And if you were born in 1961, you're also well preserved. And I'm joking about the other two things, but I'm not joking about the third. I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts if you were born in 1961. And if it's confusing and there's a lot you don't want to mess with, I get it. That's why one call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will make your life a lot easier. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make with Medicare. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group can put together a plan that'll work for you. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. And from our family to yours, happy Independence Day.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd. And cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Unless you were homeschooled by a day drinker, no one's confident that Iran's going to do anything, and it's unfair to hold anyone to that standard.
And it came out today that, Trump actually did contemplate going all-out war and saying, all right, to hell with these negotiations, because they're not sticking to the negotiations, and it doesn't look to be going very well right now. At any rate, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And for the second time in a little more than a year, Ukraine has gone deep in the hearts of Russia with one of their attacks. Explosives planted under a BMW detonated as the driver began leaving the parking lot, according to the independent Russian outlet, The Insider. The outlet identified the man killed as Lieutenant General Damir Davyov, a Russian Defense Ministry official responsible for supplying missiles and artillery ammunition to Russian forces. The location was striking, 1,100 feet from where Lieutenant General Yokoslav Makoslik, deputy chief of the main operations directorate of Russia's general staff, was killed in a car bomb back in 25. Lieutenant General Igor Krylinov, head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical protection troops, was killed when a bomb hidden in an electric scooter exploded outside the apartment building. A source of Ukraine's security service known as the SBU told reporters,
Together, the attacks are part of a broader pattern of assassinations and attempted assassinations targeting senior Russian military figures, a campaign that the European intelligence source says now is exposing tensions inside Putin's own security system. Since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February of 22, senior military officials in Russia have been killed in missile strikes, drone attacks, car bombings, crashes, and frontline combat. A toll that, according to the European intelligence source, is now fueling internal tensions between Russia's military and the FSB, Russia's powerful domestic security service and successor to the KGB. The dispute reflects a deeper rivalry inside Russia's President Vladimir Putin's system, where the security services have long held a privileged position over armed services, according to multiple sources. The central tension, according to European intelligence sources and Russian opposition figure Maxim Katz inside Putin's own system, the war has elevated the importance of the military on the battlefield, while the political structure in Moscow still treats generals as a potential threat. The result is a paradox for the Kremlin. Russia needs the military commanders to sustain the war, but the security services that dominate Putin's system appear reluctant to take any responsibility for protecting them. Hopefully, it'll force Russia to crumble. And this whole thing will be wrapping up. Be nice to have that wrapped up by the end of the year. Or maybe by midterm election time? Freedom 96.9. Joe Pags is coming up next.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.